Champaign is investing COVID-19 relief in a grassroots program with the goal of using talent development to prevent gun violence. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes introduces two brothers who went through the program.
Richard Frazier of Champaign took his role as a big brother seriously from a young age. By middle school, being the tough one started to get him in trouble. He bounced between public and alternative schools. The first time he felt cared for, though, was at First Followers.
Marlon and them actually care about you. Them other people, the schools, they don't even care. They don't care. Marlon actually trying to put you in position.
Marlon Mitchell founded First Followers as a reentry program.
We get a lot of guys in here that are unemployed, that have been in the streets, may not have finished their high school diplomas, and just looking for an opportunity or a second chance.
When Richard was 17, Mitchell offered him a second chance to earn his GED. Richard became the youngest participant in the nonprofit's construction training program, even though he had never been incarcerated. He spent about 1 year with the program. Then in 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic hit Champaign and First Followers paused the program. Richard says he suddenly had too much free time.
Having a lot of more free time in this town, I'm in Champaign, it's not even good. It's like, especially with the crowd I was even in high school. I wasn't in no good crowd in high school.
In late 2021, he was arrested for possessing a gun without a firearm identification card. He says he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Bro, I don't even do nothing violent, bro. I don't do that. I kept a gun on me for protection.
After a month-long stay in jail, Richard was convicted of possession and released on probation. Since then, it's been harder to find a job. It's a struggle First Followers founder Marlon Mitchell knows too well.
The reentry program comes out of a personal experience because I am formerly incarcerated. It was a big challenge for me to find housing. It was a big challenge for me to be gainfully employed.
First Followers offers more than a job. There's mentorship, therapy, field trips, and higher education. Research shows workforce development programs do help prevent gun violence. Jaleel Abdul Adil is an associate professor of clinical psychology at the University of Illinois Chicago.
Workforce development programs are essential in terms of giving people alternatives to some of the violence-involved activities that may have practically sustained them on a day-to-day basis. And I think those workforce activities must be inclusive of helping people find their gifts.
He says what's great about First Followers is they help people strengthen their talents while developing healthy relationships free from violence. The problem is money.
A successful grassroots program, they usually can't get enough money. And if they do get any money, they don't qualify for the big money, like the radical revolutionary turnaround money.
First Followers has the chance to break that pattern. The city of Champaign recently granted the nonprofit almost $500,000 in COVID-19 relief as part of a citywide plan to cut down on gun violence. A saw buzzes in a small one-story house in Champaign. Rashawn Frazier is building a wood frame for a new wall with two other young men. He joined First Followers after hearing about it from his older brother, Richard, from earlier in the story.
He would come home and tell me all the stuff that he did, and I don't think I have to tell him about stuff I did at school. I'm like, you over here taking trips and doing all this, making stuff. I want to make stuff.
Rashawn has now enrolled in classes at Parkland College, too. The brothers want to start their own construction and landscaping businesses, dreams that started at First Followers. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
First Followers has almost $500,000 from Champaign for 1 year of the Go Make a Difference Workforce Development Program. The nonprofit plans to spend 90% of that on stipends for participants.